Welcome to At the Vanguard. We're TB Vanguard, and our motto is for fans, by fans. We showcase fans on the front line of the Team Breezy movement. This podcast is an open forum to discuss current topics as they relate to Chris Brown and his fan base.
Hey, welcome to At the Vanguard. Today is April 7th, 2024. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm Nikki.
I'm Paula.
I'm Ange.
And I'm Tasha.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry I was the hold up on everything. Yes, getting back together, but here I am. I'm feeling better. First thing I want to start with is the NAMI updates. I know there's something going on. Ange, you want to tell us what's happening?
Yes, so there's a little contest going on. If you have a pair of NAMI slides that you have purchased, they are currently finished up So now I think they're moving on to black. You take a full body picture, doing a fashionably outfit or pose, whatever you want, and they'll rate you from one through five, as five being the hottest. Whoever wins gets featured on the page and tagged by John and Chris themselves. So that's what the contest going on, and John will have something special coming out. I guess he's doing merch for the tour with Chris. That'll be coming out soon. I'm not sure when that will come out, but y'all be ready.
Now the contest, where are they submitting the pictures? Has that started already?
Yes, that started. You submit the pictures to, it's called, I think it's Everything Articles 2.0.
Everything Articles 2.0, that's great. Okay, well, thanks for that. Now we've got, it's been really exciting news when it comes to Chris. The 11-11 tour is 84% sold out 4 months out. And the concert starts 4 months out. So, yay!
Good job.
Yeah.
I believe it is so hard to get tickets.
Yes, I know.
It's like you have to go to a third party site to get decent tickets. You have to.
Now, where did everybody get their tickets? Where are you going, Tasha?
I'm going to be in Philly this year.
Oh! Mm-hmm. So you're coming all the way down here.
Yeah, I'll be in Philly. Oh, I didn't want to do whatever that New York location was. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do Detroit because it was the first show.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Philly it is.
Wow, okay. Take
a road trip.
Now, what
all
about you,
right.
Nikki?
I'm going to... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ange. Well, Ange, where are you going?
I'm going to Fort Worth, Texas. I haven't got my ticket yet. Waiting for the prices to drop down a little bit, and then I'll go ahead and purchase mine. But yeah, I'll be traveling over there because Houston is... I don't know what's going on with their prices. It's a little cheaper in Fort Worth, so I'm going that way.
That's a little bit of a drive, though, right?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours.
Okay.
That's not horrible.
No, because yours is longer, isn't it?
Mine is six. That's why I didn't do Columbus again, too, because they were higher than Philly. So I chose Philly.
All right. That's the way to go. Nikki, have you got your tickets?
I do not. I'm not sure which show or if I'm going to be able to catch a show. So I have to do a little more planning because I got some other stuff going on. But... I know I won't be doing meet and greet.
Oh, well, that's so bad anyway.
Oh, have mercy.
I know. I'm just saying. I saw that.
I know.
Ooh, must be nice. But, yeah.
Would you do Chicago or what's closer?
Chicago would probably be closer because I don't know if he's going to, like, Minnesota or St. Louis or anything like that. So, Chicago would be the closest.
I have to send you the chart again because I think he may be doing St. Louis. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But he's been doing some places that he doesn't normally go to. So, yeah. But it's really interesting. He finally got a Florida date. He'll be in Tampa. So that's yay for Tampa because Florida looked like
it was going out. Florida was going crazy.
Yeah,
he ain't been out there in some time.
No, he usually goes to Florida, but the thing is, most of their large venues are under reconstruction right now. So he he couldn't get a place big enough, so he finally got one in Tampa. So glad to hear that. I don't know which theater yet, but he'll be in Tampa. But now the meet and greets. Sold out in 4 minutes. Tasha, you were a subscriber. What happened?
That should tell you how messed up it was. Oh, I'm a subscriber, God. And I still didn't get one. So, I suppose, which I'm still not 100% sure, Ange, maybe you can help me clear it up. So, there was supposed to be a message that went to like either a DM or an email. What I'm gathering now is that there was a password in there. Is that accurate, Ange, or no?
Yeah, that was accurate. So, like, I had turned on my notifications the night before. So, when I was, like, I don't know, doing nothing, just, you know, lost, I don't know, whatever I was doing. I got a notification on my phone. It said Instagram Shop Chris Brown posted something. And, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I saw the post or whatever, and I sent it to somebody. And then I was like, here, they posted. And then when I was sending it to that person, I was looking at the message. I said, let me see, because I didn't even read it. I just sent it to the person. And it said right up in the right-hand corner, password, subscribers get early access. Here's the password. You can go ahead and get your meet and greets now. So I was like, oh, crazy. So I hurry up and rush.
So she did release it early then.
Yeah, they did. They did release it early.
So the original message is that it was supposed to be on sale at 11:11 Pacific time. So 2:11 for us. I was on the site since 2:00, refreshing. I thought the site crashed because all you could see was like a template of where you could put stuff that was on sale and a spot for like a password. I never got the message with the password in it.
Are you a subscriber for Shop Chris Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Because remember, you said you saw my badge. I couldn't see my badge, but you said you could see it.
Yeah, I saw it. They didn't DM the password. It was on their Insta story. If you're a subscriber, it was a post.
It was on the story?
It was on the story, yes.
Oh, wow. So, anywho, I missed all that.
Oh,
but come on.
I know. Like most of the people. Now, Ed, you got one, didn't you?
Yes, I got one. I was screaming.
Nobody's doing anything. Like, if I knew there was a password, I would have had one because I was on the site since 2:00. But I didn't know there was a password.
Oh, you should have linked up with me, girl. I was just
I was in the messages. I was like, yo, what's in the message? What do I need to know? And all they did was repeat what I already saw. So I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't even know there was a password.
I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking the site crashed or something. Because, you know, it's Chris. That happens.
Right, yeah.
They actually had a glitch, you know, for a while. It said to some people, 11,000. Oh, I think you're the one that sent it to me, 11,000, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get to tell that part of it.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm freaking out because it's sold out, right? Didn't even realize the date that I was going to was not even on the list.
Yeah.
So I go back, check again. It's at the bottom. She just added it. It's the wrong date and the wrong price.
Oh, no.
But yeah, but I guess some people still purchased it, even though it's at $11,000.
It sold out at $11,000 on the wrong day.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, because some people still purchased it and it was fixed, so I don't know. I don't know how that was even, you know, how that even worked if some people purchased it even when it said 11,000.
I have no idea. I put it in the cart thinking it'll update in the cart. It still didn't. It said $11,000. Wow. And it said July 27th. So just knowing how things can get, I didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
and then you know what I mean.
That's about, that doesn't that's get a down payment for a house or car.
Oh, I was never gonna pay the $11,000.
Right.
I was concerned also because of the date. I didn't want to purchase it for the wrong date, and then I had issues with. It was just a
someone said Chris better take me on that tour bus every city and state if he gonna
for 11,000.
For 11,000.
Take me to dinner or something.
That's funny.
But yeah, this was crazy. This was definitely crazy.
I was prepared.
Was it this difficult?
Right.
I was personally nervous. I didn't think I was gonna get it because I didn't have the money for it. I had like I had 500 something on Affirm purchasing power, and that Shopify where it says payment plan or whatever. Mm-hmm. I clicked that and it went straight through Affirm and a firm pushed through. They pushed through that 500 that I had, and I guess they charged me an extra 500 to get it. And all I had to do was pay the down payment, and I was shaking. I didn't know if it was going to decline me or accept. When it said, "Thank you, Angelica, your purchase is complete," I lost it.
I think they do Shop Pay too, where you can split it in four.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, Shop Pay is through Affirm for payments.
I just never had a chance to get in there.
We knew about the Shop Pay. We just couldn't get to the meet and greet.
Right. And it's a thing. But oh well. You know, we can't be bitter. We can't be, you know, just it's the way it is. But it would have been nice, you know, to meet him. But oh well.
I'll have my day, and I may not even have to pay for it. So
you know, I was thinking, did you see that girl who just was walking somewhere and saw him? She said, "Oh, can I take a picture with your fine ass?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna make my man jealous." He was like, "Ooh," that was so funny. It was cute. It was cute.
I didn't see that.
Oh, that was so funny. I gotta find it so I can repost. But it was on Twitter. It's hard to repost things from Twitter. But
okay.
Yeah. But it was
she said that. Oh my god.
You got out of Dodge. It was cute. Now the only other thing I've seen, of course, is the family on vacation.
That's one way to approach them.
Yeah. If you get to run into them, that's the whole thing. When I saw him in DC, when I was in DC for the One of Them Ones tour, I missed him by like 2 minutes. Yeah. I didn't even know because I was looking for the exit. You know, they limit the number of exits when you leave, at least at in DC, they limit the number of exits that you can go out of. And I was trying to find an exit. I was walking. I had my walker. I was so exhausted. And after I came out, they were like, "Oh, Chris went that way." I'm like, "Ah." I was so mad. I missed him by
a he'd definitely be around. He'd be around.
Uh-huh. I was so mad. But because
I'm actually thinking about hanging out in Philly for the weekend. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because he'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, wow.
With a day in between shows. So we'll see what happens. Don't count me out yet, y'all.
It's Friday and Saturday, but I probably won't see him because I don't go in D.C. like that. So I probably won't see him. I was talking about the family vacation in Hawaii. Looks like they're having a great time snorkeling and playing with the dolphins. I saw Mika and Echo. Everybody thought Echo was afraid of the dolphins. He's like, no, he's afraid of the deep water. That's smart because that deep water is scary.
Mm-hmm.
My feet's not touching the bottom of the ocean. I'm turning around. I do not go past that. I don't. I can swim, but I don't like it.
Yeah, no. Not that kind of water.
Not that kind of water. No, ma'am. Nope. But looks like they had a great time, and you know, if I took a lot of pictures, and yeah, they're making some good memories. I love how Lovely loves her big sister. Oh, it's so sweet.
She does.
Yeah, she really does. Yeah. Well, has anybody
seen? What part of Hawaii are they in?
Pardon?
What part of Hawaii are they in?
I'm not sure. I just know that they were in Hawaii because I saw them learning the hang ten thing with their hands. I saw them doing that. So, because otherwise, I wouldn't know what island they were. What? No, where they were.
Tell your other podcast member to be on the lookout.
Oh, I told her, but she, you know, she's they don't know what island though. She saw them with it because they've been, you know, Echo and them were there for weeks before.
Yeah, it's been
like 2 weeks. But she's like, you can tell what island they were on, though. She was smart, I think. Mm. You know, she was smart not to post a location until they left it. Not location, but you know, right. Where they were till she right. left it.
Yeah. Because it would be familiar to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When we used to stalk the Jackson 5, and this because that's before electronic things, but we used to stalk them by pictures. We'd be like, okay, news would follow them around town for concerts. And we'd be like, oh, they're staying there because that's across the street. And that's how we would stalk them.
It's hard not to find somebody in your hometown or where you live because you know it.
Yeah.
You saw how fast I found him when he was here. Like, you can't hide from me here. Are you kidding me? That tour bus? No way.
Oh, I know. That's distinctive. That is distinctive. Yeah, because I saw it as soon as I came out of the center, but there's a way to go out of Capital One and go right into that bus without people seeing you. So I had no idea.
Yeah.
Little snot.
Took us, but we found them.
Remember those girls that followed the bus? Remember them? That was funny. Yeah. They didn't get out of it.
When you do that, though, they hate that.
Well, it's a little scary, you know, because you don't know what people are going to do. So, I mean, it's all in fun. It can be scary for the people being stalked because you don't know, you know, what the intentions are. So,
exactly.
Yeah. But it was comical, though, to watch because they didn't have the nerve to get out or anything. So they just kept driving the bus. He's in there.
Just wanted to peek. That's all.
But you can't see in those buses, though. At all.
Yeah, they're trying to see who's getting off of it, but he's not even always on that bus. He's very smart.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice little get together. We got caught up. Nikki, you want to take us on out?
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, you guys.
Night.
Thanks for joining us on this episode, and we hope you'll join us again at the Vanguard.